For more than 3 years now, the state of Arizona has been trying to live up to a settlement agreement between the Department of Corrections and people in state prisons. Attorneys representing the inmates sued over poor health care conditions, and the state agreed to more than 100 conditions to try and improve things. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins has been following the settlement process, which continues today and tomorrow. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
So where are we in this case right now?
There's a lot going on right now, Mark. It seemed like things were getting better around January or February. The overall numbers were getting better, and there's this special set of conditions that the judge had deemed to be really important, like things like if you have to have a test run, you should be able to get the results back in a short amount of time. Patients have access to their medicines. The scores on those conditions were getting better as well. But then earlier this month, several things happened. The state reported the latest numbers, and it caused a great deal of concern for the judge. Magistrate Judge David Duncan said that he thought the settlement was falling apart. He remarked about how he never expected things to take this long, and he was pretty bleak about the whole thing. And then the judge told the court that he has a health condition that's affecting his vision, and he's retiring like next month. So this judge has all this institutional knowledge that goes along with the case. He really watched the numbers like a hawk, Mark, and he interviews witnesses. You know, he's called different people in to try to figure out, you know, what's really going on the ground. He's even hired a professional firm to help the state's private contractor try and figure out why they can't fully staff the healthcare positions in the clinics. And there are updates on that every month. So Duncan leaving this case will undoubtedly have a huge setback in the timetable of this case because a new judge will have to be briefed on the whole thing.
Well, Jimmy, how does that process work? I mean, who decides who the new judge will be?
The attorneys I've spoken with say they believe that decision would be made by the chief judge of the U.S. District Court here in Arizona. And we could find more about that process, more information about that in court this week.
So what else besides the monthly check-in on the numbers will take place this week?
Well, you know, we heard in the past from a doctor who used to work in the prisons who wanted to share information about wrongdoing that she saw in a state prison. That's kind of still going on. But this week, another healthcare provider is coming forward. This person was a mental health counselor at the state prison here in Phoenix. She initially reached out to the ACLU. They told her because that of this ongoing settlement process, she was a current employee of Corizon Health in the state, so they couldn't talk to her. So she claims that she quit just to share her information, and she'll be taking the stand today.
Well, what kinds of things is she alleging?
A long list of things against Corizon Health and the state ADC. She claims she would constantly see correctional officers sound asleep on the job. She feared for her safety. She claims she was once attacked because of faulty security procedures. But mainly her concerns were about the well-being of the patients. In her letter to the ACLU originally, she said she had, quote, a plethora of evidence that demonstrates a deliberate indifference toward the patient mental health and medical needs in the Arizona state prison system. But mainly this is the same kind of things we heard from the previous healthcare worker, professional Dr. Jan Watson. She said, you know, there's not enough staff. They operate with a skeleton crew. They're dealing with people that have really, really serious mental and physical health issues, and they just don't have enough time or resources to take care of it.
Wow. Well, certainly lots to come for this week. We'll look forward in your reporting. That's KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Jimmy, thanks.
You got it, Mark.